Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Taylor Swift, Opalite, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Wicked for Good is finally here.
Woo!
And it's a good thing, too, because Ariana Grande has COVID.
I saw that right when I opened my laptop this morning. I was like, are you serious? That poor woman.
And Cynthia Erivo is on vocal rest.
Oh, my God. What happened to them?
They're both exhausted from promoting this movie, I think.
Yeah, I would say so.
I think they kind of wore themselves down. I mean, they were everywhere for the past couple of weeks promoting this.
I feel like they've really not stopped for the past, like, realistically, 2 or 3 years.
And Cynthia Erivo is supposed to be a part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade next week.
So she's supposed to open it up. That's right.
I would imagine that she's on vocal rest for that, unless all of that is pre-recorded. Because that's one of the things that used to annoy me about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, when you'd have some big star that was going to be there, and then they come out and they lip sync to their song. And I get why they're lip syncing.
It's become one of like my favorite things to spot and see who does it good and who does it really bad. Because most of them do lip sync, which I understand most years. It's really cold. I couldn't imagine trying to belt my heart out when it's freezing outside.
Yeah, it's a parade. You need electronics to perform live. They probably don't have that in a moving parade. But yeah, Wicked for Good is out. There's new music from Ariana Grande. This is called The Girl in the Bubble.
She's been such beautiful stories to sing her to sleep, full of magic and glory and love. She's the girl.
Wait, so that's an Ariana Grande song and not from Wicked?
No, it is from Wicked.
Oh, it is from Wicked.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I play it.
Got it.
Because it's from Wicked.
I wasn't sure if she was going to go with like the Glinda theme on a solo album too. So I just wanted to make sure.
I also found something for us, like specifically for us this morning.
Oh?
I believe that this just launched. It's called Wikipedia.
The new Wicked movie is now in theaters, and everybody's going to be talking about it. But what if you don't want to see it? That's why there's new Wikipedia, the website with bullet points about the new Wicked movie, so you can trick people into thinking you saw it without having to actually see it.
Wow, that Wicked movie was great, huh?
It sure was.
What was your favorite scene?
I loved the scene where they sang the song about being friends.
I love that part, too.
Yes, nothing's more useful than Wikipedia.
I also loved the part where the Green Witch sang the song and then cast the spell and then sang another song later.
That part was amazing.
It's Wikipedia. Trick people into thinking you saw the new Wicked movie today.
Alex Warren, Rocket Arena, June 27th. We're going to have tickets for you after 9 this morning. Is Alex Warren a ginger?
No. Is he?
He is a ginger.
Is he really? I've seen pictures of him before, but he doesn't have like bright red hair.
He's not like Ed Sheeran ginger.
It's not like wildly obvious.
But his tour is called Little Orphan Alex. And so that's why I looked it up. And I've got this picture of Alex Warren, like right this huge picture on my laptop. And I'm like, I don't think he's a ginger, but.
No, I'm looking too. I mean, I see some reddish tones. He might have like some underlying auburn in there, perhaps. But I think going with a full redhead, that might be a leap.
Yeah, because, well, I don't have any hair anymore. But when I did, it had like a reddish tint to it.
Mm-hmm.
My sister is a full-blown ginger.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, it happens in our family where we have, you know, the Irish family. It has a little bit of reddish tint in there.
Yeah, but my husband Bryce, he's Scottish and Irish, and he's not full red hair at all. But his beard, I always notice like a ton of little red hairs in there.
I never thought that I would qualify as a ginger.
No, I don't really. Alex Warren, you know what? There's bigger problems in the world. I'll let him call himself a redhead if it makes him feel better. But I don't think I would. I don't think I would classify him as that.
All right. Good vibes on the way this morning. Maybe you're looking forward to Alex Warren next year. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's something to do with Thanksgiving. Maybe some time off work, something like that. 216-474-0104. Good vibes are on the way. Taylor Swift, it's Q104. Thank you if you normally listen to our show at this time and you're here every single morning. We appreciate you very much. Thank you if you sometimes listen to us, but you're just not ready for Christmas music yet. Like, you need some more time.
Mm-hmm.
Need some more time to what? Marinate?
Yeah. Need some more time to marinate.
Need some more
cooking
time.
Need some more time to get into the festive mood. I'm not feeling quite holly jolly yet. I'm not there yet. I'm sure I will be soon, but not yet.
I'm always feeling holly jolly, just I don't necessarily need the music all the time. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, we're happy to be your second choice or your third choice.
We're just glad that you're here, whatever the reason.
Believe me, we could use every single listener that we can possibly get.
We might go from Cleveland's 9th best radio show to maybe like the 8th or the 7th.
That's on my Christmas list this year.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's my Christmas wish.
Aim high.
To move into the top 5. My name is Bill. That's Alyssa. And I have 2 boys. I have a 14-year-old. He's a freshman this year. I also have a 10-year-old. His name is Drew. Drew is killing it this year so far in 5th grade.
Like in school?
His grades are good. Yesterday, he brought home this fat stack of Taco Bell coupons.
Oh, like a bunch of them.
Yeah, and it said something like, there was a note attached to it. It said something like, you know, 5th grade, you're doing amazing. And so these Taco Bell coupons, they say, Supreme Student, redeem this certificate for your well-earned free taco, seasoned beef, crunchy or soft. And he's got like a bunch of them.
I saw you posted that on your Instagram story, and I just saw it this morning, and I'm not going to lie, for the past, like, hour now, I've been craving Taco Bell. I'm a little mad at you for that, but it's okay.
How bad would it be if I redeemed some of those Taco Bell gift certificates today? Because I got to run some errands after the show. I have them with
okay,
me.
Okay, well, Michael, the real question is, because I only saw you posted one on your story, and I was like, oh, he only got one. That's not cool if you only take it and he has one. How many does he have? Like, if you had a ballpark, and I know you said a fat stack, but.
There were like 5 of them in there.
There was only five?
Right. So if I take a few, will he notice they're missing?
If there's only five?
Is this bad?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Yes, he's going to notice. If he had five and now there's four, he's going to notice that.
I don't even know if he's ever been to Taco Bell. He might not enjoy it.
What if this is like a moment that he's been waiting for? He's like, I'm going to be the supreme student so that I can finally try myself some Taco Bell. And you're going to take that from him?
But I haven't had Taco Bell in so long.
Maybe you take him to Taco Bell. You make a memory for him of his first T-Bell experience. Get him a Baja Blast and you get some free tacos too.
Maybe he'll let me have one.
Maybe if you're nice.
Red Flag Friday on the way this morning, 7:25. Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday. Let's bring in Cassie in Parma. Cassie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the red flag that you've noticed in your relationship.
Well, he actually used to wear an electric ankle monitor.
Okay.
That's something. So you said used to. Not a current thing he is wearing anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
How did you find out this fun fact about him?
So it took us forever to finally meet in person. And, you know, we would just go back and forth with messaging, FaceTime. And obviously I had to ask then when we finally did meet on our first date. I was like, okay, why did this take so long for us to meet? And that's when he told me. He was like, I couldn't leave the house because of the ankle monitor.
All right. So why did he have one?
Well, that's the thing that he said after him telling me is that he's not hiding it, but he's just not comfortable telling me right now because he would rather us get to know one another.
So he's hiding it.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, like you should be able to just tell me then. Right. And all he keeps saying is, well, I didn't kill anyone.
Oh, well, that's nice to do.
What a relief. So he's not a murderer, but what is he? What did he do? That's the question. Cassie, this is crazy, okay? Because I have a story very, very similar to this. Guy that I dated. We could not go anywhere else on a first date except for a bowling alley that was behind his house because he had a DUI and he couldn't drive.
Well, let's put a pin in that.
I know you're going to want to put a pin in that.
I want to hear that story.
But my whole point of saying this is that I knew that information before I agreed to go on a first date with him at all. That is not fair if he's withholding that information from you, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, but also on one hand, he's not hiding it.
He's not hiding that he had it, but he's not telling her what happened.
That part's weird
to me. Realistically, here I am, journalism girly. You really could just go to the police department where he would have gotten in trouble at and request some public records, and you might have to pay for them to print them out, but maybe I'm crazy. That's what I would do.
Yeah, it's an idea.
And he told you, I didn't kill anyone.
Yeah, that's what he keeps saying.
Right. It was attempted murder. I didn't actually murder them.
It didn't work.
All right. 216-474-0104. Cassie's new guy, the guy that she's seeing, used to wear an electronic ankle monitor. She has no idea why. Is that a red flag? 216-474-0104. Your calls.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Coming up, 7:30 banger this morning. Flo Rida, you've got the Q Morning Show. We are in the middle of Red Flag Friday, talking to Cassie in Parma.
Let me tell you, the text machine, Bill, it is going crazy on this one.
Well, do you want to start there, or should we go right to the phones?
Let's go right to the phones, because okay. I want to hear what they have to say.
I love it when someone with expertise on something that we're talking about calls up right away. That would be Hannah in Strongsville. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you do for a living, Hannah?
I'm a probation officer.
Perfect. What a perfect person to chime in on this conversation. So you heard Cassie, who has been seeing this guy. They were just talking and texting for a while.
Yeah, and she knew that he wore an ankle monitor. He did tell her that, but...
But not until they met in person.
Right. And then that's why, essentially. They couldn't meet for a while, but he won't tell her why he had it in the first place.
And the reason why is he said, I want to... get to know you a little bit better before I tell you that information.
Divulge this information.
So, Hannah, what do you think about all this, being a probation officer?
Right. I do think it is a bit of a red flag. I mean, come on, an ankle monitor, something happened. Mm-hmm. But we have the innocent until proven guilty situation. I would suggest that she go straight to the public docket. I would go to Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court. I would do a docket search of his name, and I would see if there were any cases. She could see everything that's played out, what he's charged with, if he did plead guilty or was convicted of. And if she doesn't find anything there, I would search the local municipal court docket. So if he's from Parma, I'd go right to Parma Municipal Court, and I would start searching his name there.
Oh.
But why wasn't he, sharing that information? Because it is a big deal, I don't know. That's how I feel. So
it's something
I hope
that can follow you. It's something that's going to follow him and could even be an issue for if they wanted to, go to Canada. right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want to pass judgment. I get that, especially if he made a mistake. There are second chances. But I do think she is entitled to that information.
But Hannah, would you recommend that Cassie tell this guy that she's going to do a background search on him? Because it doesn't sound like he would be receptive to to that.
Well, it's I mean, it's not necessarily a background check.
It's public information.
Yeah, it's totally public information.
Right, but he said that he wants to tell her when he feels like they've been dating for a long enough time.
Well, I think that puts up a wall for her. It would for me anyway. It would put up a little boundary wall. I wouldn't feel as comfortable getting to know you because there's this like secret that I don't know.
All right. 216-474-0104. I want to talk to Jennifer in Cleveland Heights because I believe Jennifer has actually done this. She's actually gone to the courts and searched for guys that she's been dating.
I love that you can just do this online now. This wasn't an option 10 years ago.
Red Flag Friday continues next. Justin Bieber and Daisies, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Red Flag Friday. Let's bring in Jennifer in Cleveland Heights. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
So you've said that you've actually done this. You've actually gone to the courts. You've actually
the docket search.
You've looked up guys that you potentially want to date.
Absolutely. I've gotten burned a few times. So, you know, they say they're divorced and they're really not. Mm. And so a lawyer friend told me about it. And I do it all the time. I do it before I even go on dates with guys because if there's any red flags, I may politely decline the date.
Okay.
Because,
So
no
you
way.
go look up these guys, but it's not like you're suspicious of them at first. You just want to be better safe than sorry.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, if they say they're divorced, I just want to make sure because, you know, I've gotten, like I said, I got burned a few times. And if I see the divorce papers, because you can search by criminal or civil.
Yeah.
And usually, you know, if they are truly divorced, it's there. If they're not, then, you know, if I'm that interested, maybe I just might ask them. But I don't know. With the ankle monitor, I would have searched that guy up ASAP and then probably not gone on the date, to be honest with you. So that's just me. Just me personally.
What's the biggest surprise that you had after searching for a guy? Like he didn't tell you what?
Well, it's kind of sort of that. I searched a guy who actually was an old boyfriend and we hadn't seen each other in 20 years and I just wanted to make sure. And I put in his name and there was a murder charge. But it turned out that it was a different guy with the exact same name. So I had to check the date. I actually had to check the date and make sure it was like his birthday and not, you know. So that was the biggest surprise that I've seen. Other than that, they're usually, most guys say what they say, you know, they are divorced or not. But, you know, I came across a guy once who told me he was divorced and he really wasn't. So
it never hurts to check.
It kind of sounds
never
like
never hurts to check.
Kind of sounds like a sitcom, you know, where things are it gets all mixed up and backwards and then she searches this guy and find out that he's been charged with murder and then she accuses him like, you trying to kill someone.
He's like, it wasn't me.
Oh, it's just a big mix up. All right.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go ahead and bookmark this page just because I'm nosy. This cpdocket.cp.cuyahogacounty.gov, if anybody is curious.
Thank you, Jennifer, for listening to us. So why did you date a guy that had an ankle monitoring bracelet around his ankle?
Oh, I mean, short story, I was 18 and dumb. There we go.
But you knew it going in.
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, and then I proceeded to date him for almost 5 years. So,
was he wearing the ankle monitor when you started dating him?
No, that came a couple months after.
Oh, okay, so you were dating him,
mm-hmm.
and then he did something,
mm-hmm.
and then he got the ankle monitor.
Yeah,
but then you kept on dating him.
He had already done something before the first date, though, and that's why it was a whole thing. Yeah.
Do you want to say what he did, or
no.
is that too private?
No, it's not private. It was all just, you know, underage drinking sort of things. Kent State. You know what? It's fine.
All right. He just got caught.
Got caught doing the thing that most people do.
All right. We have to leave it there. Anything further, 216-474-0104. After 8 this morning,
Free Plug Friday, the chance for you to plug your small business, your side hustle. Maybe there's a charity event coming up that you want to plug. You can do that on our show after 8 this morning. And we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. Megan Trainor tickets for July of 2026 at Rockin' Arena.
They go on sale, actually, today. I think at like 10 a.m., but we've got them right now.
216-474-0104. Caller 14. You will be next to take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, and it's in less than 10 minutes. All right, Amanda in Sandusky is here. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You're going to play against Alyssa. Whoever answers the most questions correct will win the game. Unless it's a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Amanda, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. The triangular snack that's famous for leaving dust on your fingers.
Doritos.
Question two. When this fast food chain opened up in 1967, they opened up on a Friday, but closed on Sunday.
Chick-fil-A.
Question three. He's the arch nemesis of Batman. In 2019, his movie became the first R-rated movie to gross over $1 billion worldwide.
Oh, I know this one. The Joker?
Question four. In 2001, Microsoft released this game console in the United States.
I don't know.
Not even going to take a guess on that one?
Microsoft game console, was it the GameCube?
Final question. The classic Italian dessert made up of espresso-soaked ladyfinger cookies and mascarpone... you know what? I don't know how to pronounce this word. Mascarpone cream.
Flambé, I don't know.
Flambé is your guess?
Yeah.
All right, Amanda, you did pretty well. 3 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Will 3 be enough to beat Alyssa? Let's find out. Alyssa's College of Knowledge returns next. Alyssa has returned. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Meet Amanda from Sandusky.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Alyssa.
How'd it go?
Okay.
Amanda did pretty well. She went 3 for 5.
Oh, nice.
Came out like a firecracker. And got the first 3 questions, but then missed the last 2.
Ooh.
Let's see how Alyssa does compared to you, Amanda. Question number 1. The triangular snack that's famous for leaving dust on your fingers.
Doritos.
Question 2. When this fast food chain opened up in 1967, they opened up on a Friday and closed on Sunday.
Is that Chick-fil-A?
He's the arch nemesis of Batman. In 2019, his movie became the first R-rated movie to gross over $1 billion worldwide.
Joker.
Question 4. In 2001, Microsoft released this game console in the United States.
You said Microsoft?
Yes.
I have no idea.
That would be the Xbox.
That was them. Oh, okay.
Final question. The classic Italian dessert made up of espresso-soaked ladyfinger cookies and mascarpone. I can't say this word. Mascarpone cream.
I don't think that should be allowed to be a question if you can't even pronounce it. I'm just saying.
It's also, is it pronounced... Is it pronounced mascarpone or is it?
I don't know.
Or is it mascarpone?
I don't know. Tiramisu? I have no idea. Oh, I got it.
It's tiramisu.
Was it really?
That's what it is.
You did a terrible job at describing it.
I can't say the name of the. Is it? How do you pronounce the name of the cream?
I don't know, but the name of the cream is probably important to the dessert.
Well, you're Italian. You should tell me how you pronounce it.
I'm like 13% Italian at best. Okay.
Well, that's 13% more than me. All right. We have a clear winner today. Alyssa got 4, Amanda with 3. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Good game, Amanda.
Thank you.
Amanda, I know you're in Sandusky. You wouldn't mind coming to Cleveland, would you, to see Megan Trainor?
Not at all.
No? All right, we'll give you tickets then.
Woo!
All right. My name is Amanda, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Free plug Friday on the Q Morning Show, 216-474-0104. Cheryl in Strongsville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Free plug Friday. What do you want to plug this morning?
SHP, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. So Sleep in Heavenly Peace is an organization that builds beds for kids in need. There's no experience needed to help. I don't know how to use power tools, and they teach you everything that you need to know. And then people who need beds can go ahead, children who need beds can go ahead and register online. And then we deliver them and set them up with everything they need, including a mattress and, you know, comfy comforter and pillow and everything. It's a wonderful organization, and you can donate to it as well. Just visit sleepinheavenlypeace.org, and Cuyahoga West is the organization, but there's plenty of them throughout the United States.
Cheryl, that's terrific, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, did you throw your voice a second ago? Are you a ventriloquist? Why, did I hear a second voice there for a second?
It was my son. He's 10 years old, and our children actually volunteer. You can volunteer every month.
Hello.
What's your son's name?
Luke.
Luke?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I love that you guys have made it a family affair, too.
Yeah, it's a really great organization, so check them out.
Great job, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amy in Macedonia. Good morning, Amy.
Hello. Good morning.
What do you want to plug this morning?
Nordonia High School's drama department is going to be putting on a production of Romeo and Juliet.
Ooh.
The first weekend in December, December 5th, 6th, and 7th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 p.m., and the Sunday shows at 3 p.m., and they can go to their Facebook page, Nordonia Drama's Facebook page, to get a link to buy tickets. And the kids are working super, super hard, and it's going to be a great show.
I was going to say, that has to be one of the hardest plays to pull off. Just because of
the
memorization of your lines.
Exactly.
With so many difficult words in there.
And just the way that they used to talk is so different than how we talk today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's they're going to awesome, do a great though. Job. They've been working really, really hard.
Have they been working on this, I assume, like for the whole like first half of the school year?
For months, yes.
Yeah.
Almost every night, Saturday rehearsals. Oh. They work really, really hard, and it's a great, great program.
I remember those days. That's so cool. Okay, so first weekend of December.
Mm-hmm. Nordonia High School.
Thank you, Amy. We appreciate you listening to us and calling in this morning.
Thanks. Take care. Have a great day.
There you go. Free plug Friday, every Friday. Right here on the Q Morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Show. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So I have been a parent for 14 wonderful years. And there are some things about parenting that, at least in the beginning, that I still don't understand. I didn't get it then. I don't get it now. And I thought we'd get into some of those right now.
I'm certainly not going to be a help, but
I know you're not.
I'm here to listen.
But you can have an opinion on this. And I think you will have an opinion on this. So this is inspired by Cardi B.
Okay. And she just had her fourth baby.
That is correct, back on November 4th. And it's something that she has done that has caught my attention. So she kept the baby's umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm.
And she took it. I don't know how you keep it. Like, I don't know if you put it in a baggie and then put it in the freezer or something.
I have no idea.
She dehydrated it and molded it into the shape of a heart. And then, well, she didn't actually do these things. She sent it away to have these things done to
right.
it. And then the heart-shaped umbilical cord was dipped in gold chrome, and now she has a gold necklace out of her baby's umbilical cord.
Aww.
I just think that's so strange.
I figured that you were going to think that that was strange. I mean, I too think that it's kind of weird, but whatever. I know people keep their placentas and, like, eat them. Oh, God. Bill's face right now is like, oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't realize that was a trigger for you. I'm sorry.
I was in the delivery room for both my son's birth. Both times, the doctor or the nurse said, do you want to come over here and cut the umbilical cord?
Uh-huh.
And I said, nope. I said, I am fine. I'm going to stay up here by my wife's head.
Aww.
I have no desire to go down there and see anything
I get
that's
that.
Going on.
I totally get that. I think in the moment, I might feel the same exact way.
216-474-0104.
I don't really have a problem with this, though. I would like to say, like, I as weird as I might find it, I don't actually have an issue with people doing it.
I mean, it's not like it keeps me up at night.
I mean, like, this reminds me of, like, when I got my wisdom teeth out, I actually kept them.
All right, stop. Stop right now. 216-474-0104. This is exactly what I want to get into, because you've mentioned, you've said one thing, and then you've hinted at another thing, and this is what I'm talking about. The parents that save blank, is it weird? Is it strange? Is this something that you have done? I just want to talk about it. Please explain it to me.
Like, I'm thinking, like, first clipping of the hair. I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All
right. Teeth. I'm thinking.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Friday morning. The Q Morning Show. In the club. Talking about things that they're probably going to talk about in the club tonight. Umbilical cords.
Oh, yeah. That's total club talk.
Placentas.
Have you been to a club lately, Bill? I was wondering.
That's what I'd be talking about. You can't hear anything in there anyway. It's too loud. You can't have conversations in
that
the club.
That is true.
Michelle in Sandusky, good morning.
Good morning.
So Cardi B has saved her fourth child's umbilical cord and made it into a necklace. Have you done anything similar to that?
Yes, the midwife assistant who encapsulated my placenta took his umbilical cord and dried it into the shape of a heart. So now it's in a shadow box in my bedroom next to the rest of the stuff, like the socks and like the hat and like the other little newborn things for my kids.
Now, who did this for you?
So it was my midwife's assistant, and she does placenta encapsulations and stuff for people who want to take it as the pill afterward.
Okay.
For hormonal changes and whatnot, but that was just an additional service she did for me for free because she said my son's placenta was, his cord was really long, and so she was able to do it, and she does those as, like, keepsakes for moms.
It's kind of like a side hustle for this person?
Kind of.
I mean, I would say a side hustle, but the making of the heart was just a gift, actually.
Yeah.
So
that's really
sweet,
though.
She's a very sweet woman. She's amazing.
I've heard a lot more, I feel like, over the past, like, 5-10 years, women keeping their placentas and umbilical cords, if anything, just for a shadow box.
Yeah, I would definitely not, like, wear it, but it's cute to look at.
Yeah.
Is that your child right now, and we're talking about their placenta?
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure he finishes eating his sausage before he goes into school. That's the deal. He has to finish eating before he goes in.
Well, tell him we said he has to eat it.
So people on the radio said you have to finish eating. He said no.
Michelle, has anyone ever said to you that when you told them about your heart-shaped placenta, they're just like, you know, that's kind of weird?
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm used to being called a weirdo for my parental choices, so it's okay.
Okay.
That's you know, the vibe right there. I mean, love that.
Ultimately, to each his own. And if that brings you joy, then great. I just don't get it.
I mean, I feel like as the man, I understand the concept of like, well, this is kind of weird. Well, so is everything a woman goes through during like pregnancy and birth and delivery and postpartum. So we're used to the weirdness a little bit more than the men.
I can't argue with that. Alyssa had also mentioned she was hinting at teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when my wisdom teeth, when I got those removed, the reason why I didn't think that this was weird is because I kept those.
Well, hold on. I want to hear about that. Next, after Taylor Swift, it's Opalite. Taylor Swift, it's Q104. So when did you get your wisdom teeth removed?
Like 2019, 18.
Wow, why so late?
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize how old I was for doing that. I don't know. I just didn't do it. And then they started bothering me, and then I was like, now I need to get them out.
And who gave you the option to keep them?
Oh, nobody. I said, can I keep those? I want to keep those.
And
they were like, okay, sure. And so they
So that's
gave
an
me,
odd, unusual request.
Definitely. But I wanted to keep them so that I could make a ring out of my wisdom teeth. Because my notion here was that I wanted, instead of an engagement ring with a diamond, I wanted the engagement ring to be my wisdom tooth ring. That's what I wanted someone to propose with, because I wanted to be able to wear my wisdom on my finger. You're looking at me like I'm speaking another language.
I've never heard that one before. That's
my pap sawed down the tooth, and he said it smelled disgusting when he did it. So what? Shout out to Pap.
I have so many questions. First of all, what kind of a tool would you use to saw down a tooth?
I don't know. Like, Pap's got a workshop in the basement.
Yeah, ask your pap. Like, what do you use there? Like a file?
Not totally sure.
The reason why it occurred to me is because a friend of mine who lost his mother, sadly, when he was clearing out her things, you know, her bedroom and everything else, he stumbled upon...
I know.
Like an envelope, or it was like a clear container, and it had his baby teeth.
Of teeth.
He was so disturbed.
What? That's sweet, though. They're baby teeth.
Well, he was like, why would she keep this?
You can't just throw them away.
I know, but I think that you should reveal to your children that it's somewhere in your room. So later in life,
when they find it,
yeah, they're
inevitably,
they're not stumbling across it.
They're like, what is this jar of teeth?
Yeah.
What was my mother into?
Jar of teeth. Isn't that a song? Oh, no, it's Jar of Hearts.
Yeah. And make a good band name. Jar of Teeth.
I think they sold out at the Agora.
Oh, yeah, I think they did. I remember that a couple years ago.
What are we... I have no breath right now. Hold on. I know it's...
We're playing a game. College of Knowledge, round two. We need somebody to play.
I hate that I have to do this here because I have no breath left. All right. Oh, also Alex Warren tickets, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We have those coming up after 9.
You know who's opening up for Alex Warren?
No.
Jar of Teeth.
Oh, I can't wait.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way, too. We have Megan Trainor tickets for that if you want to take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is next in less than 10. Amanda in Cleveland is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
So I have your 5 questions right here. After we are done, and after Alyssa answers the questions as well, whoever gets the most correct wins the game. Unless it's a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Amanda?
I'm ready.
Question 1. What is the name of the fast food chain that started in Columbus by Dave Thomas?
Wendy's.
Question 2. Name the famous prison on an island near San Francisco.
Alcatraz.
Question 3. After albums and before CDs, what was the most popular way to listen to music?
Cassette.
Question 4. In what game do players try to find as many words as they can from a grid of lettered dice within a set time limit?
Boggle.
Final question. She is the youngest person to have ever hosted Saturday Night Live at 7 years old back in 1982.
Drew Barrymore?
No.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right, Amanda, before we get Alyssa back in the studio, I'm forced to ask, who is helping you this morning?
My friend Jacqueline.
She's a tremendous help, right?
She is a great help.
Because I'm asking the question that I'm hearing, Wendy's.
Because he heard you.
Amanda, you and Jacqueline just went 5 for 5.
We did?
You got all Amazing. 5 correct. Alyssa's got to be perfect today. Do you think she can do it?
I don't know. She's pretty smart.
Let's find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Alyssa's back in the studio. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, meet Amanda, who had some help today from her friend Jacqueline.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
So it's a little unfair because it's kind of like 2 against 1. They went 5 for 5.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Let's see what I can do here then.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm not going to score you as I ask you the questions. I'm just going to ask you all 5. And at the end, we will reveal who won today's game. Question 1. What is the name of the fast food chain that started in Columbus by Dave Thomas?
Wendy's.
Question 2. Name the famous prison on an island near San Francisco.
Alcatraz.
Question 3. After albums and before CDs, what was the most popular way to listen to music?
This feels like a trick because there's 2 options.
There is?
Cassette tape or an 8-track?
You need to choose one.
I'm going to say cassette.
Question 4. In what game do players try to find as many words as they can from a grid of lettered dice within a set time limit?
Scrabble?
Final question. She is the youngest person to have ever hosted Saturday Night Live at 7 years old back in 1982.
Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore is correct.
Okay.
Dave Thomas did start Wendy's.
Okay.
Alcatraz is right off of San Francisco.
I know
little,
that's right. I've
little
been
island there.
There. I've been there.
Cassette tapes were the most popular way to listen to music between albums and CDs.
I don't like where this is going.
The game that we're talking about for question number 4 is not Scrabble. It's Boggle.
Oh, come on. I knew it. Like, right when I said it, I was like, Scrabble doesn't have a dice. No!
Which means Amanda and her friend Jacqueline have tag-teamed their way to a win today.
Hey, a win's a win. Good game, you guys.
Good game. Thank you. My name is Amanda, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Thank you very much. On Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.